It's the season finale for the Buffalo Bills, and their season will end just the way it started, with a game against the New England Patriots. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, you look at that first game all the way back in week one, and the Bills played the Patriots tough. They lost to them on a field goal with 5 seconds remaining.
Yeah, you know, that game kind of seems like it was years ago now, doesn't it, with the Patriots headed to the postseason. In this game, they're looking to wrap up a first-round bye and home field in the playoffs. The Bills trying to build on their strong performance last Sunday against the Miami Dolphins, their first shutout in 2 years. And New England's quarterback knows that he'll get a lot of different looks from the Buffalo defense.
There's a lot to prepare for, no question. It's one of those defenses that does a lot of different things. So similar to how when we play the Jets, they got, you know, a lot of calls and a lot of looks, and they try to confuse you. And got a lot of coverage looks, a lot of front looks, a lot of blitzes. So put pressure on a lot of areas.
All that pressure up front by the Bills has led to production on the back end, mostly in the form of interceptions in the Bills' defensive secondary. And the defense will be tested by Brady and the Patriots' passing attack, which ranks 7th in the National Football League. Brady's favorite target this year is college quarterback turned receiver Julian Edelman, who's 4th in the NFL with 96 receptions.
I think it's, you know, has to do with, like you said, he's a quarterback. He understands the offenses real well, and he translates that, you know, into being a receiver. You know, he also played defense too as well for them as well, defensive back like nickel. So he's done a good job of just being, you know, very versatile in what they do.
Another favorite target for Brady is Danny Amendola, who's got 53 catches this year despite missing 4 games. Buffalo's nickel corner, Nickel Roby, will be lined up across from Amendola, who had 10 catches in the team's first meeting with Buffalo back in September.
That's who I'm going to be seeing this week, Amendola and Edelman. I'll be seeing them this week. They do a lot of good things in the slot. Tom really makes them look good as far as like throwing the ball and fitting it in the right places.
The Buffalo passing attack looks to be more productive than they were all the way back in week one when they managed just 150 yards through the air against New England. The Patriots have some serious injuries on defense, including their secondary, where 3 of their 4 starters are nicked up and limited in practice this week. They've also lost Vince Wilfork and Tommy Kelly in their run front on the defensive line for the season, as well as a key linebacker.
It's still the same defense, you know, they replaced some guys up front. We're just going to try to be able to just run the ball against them and pound with our O-line against their D-line.
Robert Woods is on to something. That's something the Bills do as well as anybody in the league, pound the ball on the ground. And New England's run defense is ranked 29th in the NFL. They give up 132 yards per game. That's an edge for Buffalo in a game where it might be difficult to find a motivational edge for the Bills. Head coach Doug Marrone says he's not buying that. He says Buffalo has a lot to play for.
Being the only team within our division to have a winning record, you know, that would be important, you know, for what we want to be able to build on. Winning 3 games in a row, you know, being a Buffalo team that's gone out there in a new stadium has you know, that can win and have the opportunity to win up there, which would be a great challenge for us. And really, you know, just trying to, you know, change things. You know, change is, you know, we're going to make these little changes and we have been making them, but, you know, this is an important one. And it's our last time out, you know, and we understand that. It's the last time the 2013, you know, Buffalo Bills football team is going to play together as a team. You know, we're in a league that's, you know, constantly changing. You know, there's change everywhere, and you know, we're together, and we want to go about and win a game.
And Murph, it is simple as that. The Bills want to go out winners. They've won back-to-back games for the first time this season. They have a chance here to make it 3 in a row, but as we know, that is easier said than done in Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Buffalo team that's never won. This would be a signature win for the Bills if they can get their first win ever at Gillette Stadium. I think there'd be a lot of value in that. I think there'd be a lot of value in the Bills picking up where they left off defensively. I don't know about momentum carrying over one season to the next, but certainly if the Bills play another strong defensive game, this time against New England, I think that's the sort of thing they could build upon next year.
And if they do get a win on Sunday, they will have their first winning record in the division at 4-2 this season since 2007. It'll certainly be a feather in the cap of what was otherwise a disappointing season in terms of wins and losses. Well, Murph will have the call of the game on the radio side with Mark Kelso. Check your local listings on the Bills Radio Network. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.